If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
The MindAware 601.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower Quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here. What's up, Buttercup? Is that cheesy? That might be cheesy, but I said it anyway. I'm so glad you're here and that we get to spend this time together. And I appreciate you sharing the show so much, getting out there and telling people about it. It really makes a huge difference for us on iTunes when people actually hit that subscribe button and get that download. And so please do ask your friends to subscribe. I can't tell you how nice that is. So today I want to talk about passion. What are your true passions? And I think this is going to go in a little different direction than what you anticipated, because I had kind of a weird realization. I think you've heard me mention on past shows, I've been working on this kind of apothecary, medicinal herbs, foraging kind of hobby. And so I've been doing a lot of study about it. And I, in fact, recently have this old jewelry cabinet of mine that hangs on the wall. It's quite large. And I thought, you know, I bet I could gut that, not use it for jewelry, because in case you haven't noticed, I just almost wear no jewelry at all. And I thought, what if I use this instead for putting in supplies and little bottles filled with little goodness and things? So I started doing this project. So it required like some studying, and I've been looking up a lot of things and learning a lot, because of course I love to learn. I'm sure you do too. If you are following this podcast and if you are in the brain training sandbox, then for sure you're a lifelong learner, because I seem to attract a lot of them, and we love to discover new things and do deep dives and have a lot of interests. And so I'm sure I speak to you when I say that. Well, here was the kind of funny, maybe not so funny, I hope you think it's funny, realization that I had, was that I got into it a little bit, and immediately I had this thought, I should start a blog about this. I should really start a blog, and I should start writing about this. And I could start seeing things like helping people to do this themselves. And pretty soon I was starting to think of programs that I could build around this, and building a tribe and starting a whole new business around this. And I started laughing at myself, because I thought, oh my gosh, this is so hilarious that you've got this hobby And the first thing you start thinking about is how can you tell other people about it? How can you start telling other people about what to do and what you've learned and how the shortcuts, like you've just gone through all this stuff to, and how can you tell other people not to take this whole long path and the shortcuts they could have? And I thought, you know, this is core to who I am as a person. Who I am as a person is I love to learn, and then I love to take what I've learned and share it with other people and help them not have to go through so much effort to learn what I had to learn. And I was thinking, I would do that no matter what. That is core to my personality. The other thing that was core to my personality in this discovery of going through this new hobby was immediately I wanted to start creating some kind of organizational database around it. So being able to learn everything I could about it and organizing it in some way. So I started thinking about other people in my life and the way they might handle their hobbies. So Mallory, who takes care of all of our systems in the Mind Aware, you know, she does everything for the show and for Train Your Brain U, and she just handles all the organizational parts. And I thought, without a doubt, if she started a hobby of gardening, the first thing she would do would be make a spreadsheet where she does little categories of like, okay, plant these things next to each other, and these are spring planted, and these are good for this, and these go in this part of the garden. And I was thinking, that's core to her. That's core to who she is. The joy for her in anything that she does is in the planning and organizing of it. And so this is the opportunity for all of us, is to see what is really the core joy that we get out of what we do. What is the thing that no matter what we would be doing, we would bring this part of our personality with us? Some of you, if you were doing the apothecary hobby, you would want to write a story about it. Some of you would want to create visuals. You would create pictures of things, and you might put them on a wall, or you might put them in a book, or, you know, photography or other visuals. Some of you are artists, you would draw. Some of you are researchers. You would want to know every single piece of information about that particular thing. So it's fun, isn't it, to figure out what is the core personality thing that I bring with me no matter what I do. And it may be a couple of things. It may not just be one, but you're for sure will find at least one. I was having a conversation with a friend recently, and she was talking about how her coach was telling her that she needs to get a hobby, that she does too much marketing and she's too much into her business, that she needs to get a hobby. And what I said to her is I said, maybe marketing is your art. Maybe marketing is your hobby. Just like the minute I start thinking about looking at medicinal herbs, I start thinking about, oh my gosh, I could create a program around this. Maybe that's your art. Maybe that is what you're good at and the way you express yourself in the world. And so what is yours? What is the thing that you are going to take with you no matter what? I have kind of found the easiest way to figure this out is to first, step one, ask yourself, what would you do with unlimited free time and unlimited money? What would you do? How would you spend your days? What would you explore? What would you do? And give it some thought. Like, what thing are you not? And some of you might say, well, travel, or I would spend all day in my workshop, or I would spend all day painting. Like, how would you spend your time? I'd learn a bunch of new recipes, or I would create food. What would you do with unlimited free time and unlimited money? So spend some time just thinking about that and see what hits you immediately. Like, you could ask yourself that question and then just kind of forget that you asked yourself that question, or let yourself daydream about it while you're doing other things. And you will probably get an answer to that within 30 seconds, but let's just say within 5 minutes. Like, you really have a good feel for what you would do with unlimited free time and money. Then step two, once you have a decision, it doesn't have to be the decision, but you've got one idea. Like maybe it's, oh, I'll play the ukulele all day, right? Says the frustrated baritone uke player. So once you have that idea of what it is, play the story out in your head a little bit and think about really doing that. And see if you can figure out what your natural inclinations are just by imagining that you're living that lifestyle for a little bit. Well, I am living the lifestyle where I'm spending all day making new recipes or playing piano or in my garden or working on old cars and restoring them or whatever you would do with that unlimited free time and money. Play it out and really think if you can see, you know, because sometimes if you can, you'll just get ideas for natural inclinations right off the bat. Just like I did of like, oh my gosh, I should start a blog and start telling people about this. Like you'll get ideas pretty quickly about what your natural inclinations are. And by the way, I think I've probably given this to you before, but if I haven't, or if you've missed it in the past, you can get some idea of your natural inclinations by going to yourmarketingsuperpower.com. Yourmarketingsuperpower.com has a quiz where it will give you an idea of what some of your natural inclinations are. And then the third step in this, and this is maybe sometimes a challenge for us, but I think this is maybe the most important step, and that is know thyself and honor thyself. Like whatever you come up with that you figure out are your natural inclinations, embrace them and love them. If you have an idea that you are somebody who immediately thinks, oh my gosh, I would turn around and sell this, don't buy into the company or the cultural storyline that says, oh, you're bad if all you think about is marketing. Or, oh, are you kidding? You only care about organizing? Oh, you're not as cool as the people who would draw a picture. Like, all of that is just cultural BS. Embrace who you are. And know, like, you have been given this inclination, this gift. It is you. Maximize it. Love it. Embrace it. We like to say, let your freak flag fly. You know, whatever it is that you love and that you're crazy about and that you're good at and that you're going to continue to do, that is your passion that you can follow here no matter how you manifest it, no matter what the focal point is. Whether I am learning about the brain and how the brain works and how we create our realities and our outcomes, or whether I'm learning about foraging or medicinal herbs, or whether I'm learning how to play the baritone ukulele, I am bringing that piece of me who wants to tell other people about it. I'm bringing that piece with me that wants to share what I'm learning in a way that's easier to understand. And so what's that piece for you? What is that piece? It's so fun to discover ourselves, and it's even more fun to have discoveries and honor and love them and embrace them and maximize them and live life to the fullest of who we can be. And I know you're into that because you are a brain trainer. In fact, next time I'll tell you what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about having really big dreams. And, you know, more importantly, if you have a really big dream, how do you make it a reality? How do you reach a really big dream? We'll talk about that next time. But in the meantime, you keep being your awesome self. You keep going out there and doing your thing and letting your freak flag fly. Keep those mantras going. You've totally got this.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
You're aware that we own a monkey.
because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?